Sarah Martin says there's an option.
We always have Priority Mail Express, where it's delivered 365 days a year, even Christmas Day. As long as you get your Priority Mail Express in by the 22nd.
If you want to send your gifts via Priority Mail, today is the deadline for that. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,755. The Nasdaq at 69.64. Sports, the Wizards blow a 25-point lead but come back to beat New Orleans. The Caps beat the Stars in Dallas. College basketball wins for Virginia and Virginia Tech. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Christmas savings continue at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now, take 20% off virtually everything in the store. Plus, save 35% off all ornaments, lights, and decor, and 50% off artificial Christmas trees. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland in the White Oak area, New Hampshire Avenue. You're fine getting up toward Hillendale and the Beltway. Not so good as 29 to get to New Hampshire Avenue. Southbound 29 right before the exit for New Hampshire Avenue and White Oak. Watch for crash. Once you get by there, though, then 29's good. You're down past the Trader Joe's and Four Corners pretty much up at speed there. On 270, taking the ride southbound here. Good out of Frederick through Urbana. A little bit of stop and go through Hyattstown, approaching and passing 109 in Germantown and Gaithersburg, but beyond a pretty decent trip right now, Rockville, and down onto the 270 Spurs, so that looks good. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, our backup's pretty normal near St. Barnabas Road. No problems to report on 210. It's just that volume delay as you push north past Palmer Road and Livingston Road as you head up toward the Capitol Beltway. 66 eastbound, jam through Manassas and Centerville, but all signs of the crash eastbound 66 before 29 Centerville now gone. All your travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Somewhere around 50 or just above this morning, might fall a bit this afternoon into the upper 40s with some sunshine. Tonight, we'll clear it. Colder 32, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Burt, 49 in Greenbelt, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Puerto Rico's governor calls out Washington on equal treatment. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. This is Mornings on the Mall. Coming up this morning at 8:05, we'll be talking to Gregory Schneider of the Washington Post about that gridlock now in the House of Delegates in Virginia. Looks like for now it's going to be a 50-50 vote there between Republicans and Democrats. And then at 8:15, Representative Barbara Comstock will join us. You know, she's had a busy couple days in the United States Congress as they pass, I don't know, just like the biggest tax bill ever. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside the excellent Mary Walter.
We're joined by John Townsend, spokesman for AAA, the go-to people for everything travel. John, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
All right. So we know that Thanksgiving is like what everybody thinks of as the big travel holiday. But a lot of people traveling for Christmas as well. What do you predict? What are the worst days to pick up and hit the roads?
Well, depending on where you're going, but Wednesday and Thursday. And in the Washington metro area, it'll be Thursday between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. when the travel delays will increase by 2.5 times.
Wow. So between starting at 3, if you can't get out before 3 tomorrow, you should wait till later in the evening to go.
Right. Or leave extremely early tomorrow morning.
Now, is that because most people just take the week between Christmas and New Year's off?
Right. We have so much vacation time that we leave on the table every year, so this is not the old time to take vacation, and many companies will accommodate their personnel. The fact of the matter is that you mentioned a moment ago Thanksgiving. In the Washington metro area, you have twice as many people traveling, but the truth in all actuality is we are talking about two holidays, Christmas and New Year's. And at Thanksgiving, the travel is more concentrated.
So it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that Thursday rather than Friday is the busy day. Because, like, you know, you'd think people kind of finish out the work week, and especially with a week like next week with Christmas on a Monday, then they have all those days off. But you're saying Thursday is going to be the tough one.
Right. Let me tell you why. You have to look at the numbers. So in the Washington metro area, you have 2.6 million people traveling. And so, with that many people traveling, that's 4 out of 10 Washingtonians. And in the United States, it's 107 million people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a third of the population. So with that many people traveling, everybody's trying to game the system, literally. And I mean this in a positive sense. Trying to figure out how to beat the other guy.
Right. So everyone presumes if you leave on Thursday, you're beating the traffic rush on Friday, but
right.
You're actually joining the traffic rush on Thursday. How interesting.
Right.
So I have another question for you. And every time we've talked about, you know, we listened to AAA for years. I mean, you guys have been tracking all of these trends before they happen. How do you have this magic power, this ability to tell me precisely how many vehicles are going to be on the roadway?
Well, we poll people about a month out, and then we also look at the economic indicators to see how people feel about the economy. And discretionary travel is always a function of the economy. And if you sense you have the financial wherewithal, and most people do these days, they will travel. And especially during the major holidays, especially Thanksgiving, as you mentioned a moment ago, because it's all about family and friends.
Right.
And Christmas is about family and friends. And New Year's is about celebrating the brand new year and a
yes.
new start.
Or getting completely wasted with friends.
Right.
You
said the truth.
John, you mentioned the economics of this. How do gas prices play into all this?
Well, gas prices are about 25 cents higher than they were this time last year. But consumers know they're inching down every day with each passing day. So in the Washington metro area, we're paying about $3.24 a gallon. I apologize for that. We're paying about $2.43 a gallon. Now, if you're buying premium, you are paying $3, about 61 cents more. But more and more cars use regular gas now. So that's a pretty good gas price, although it's 20 cents higher than it was at this time last year.
So it's not one of those prohibitive seasons where the gas price is too high.
Let's go back, and we have short-term memories, but we remember that 4 years ago, we were paying above $3 a gallon, and 6 years ago, we were paying about $4 a gallon.
Wow, you're right. We have short-term memories. Let me ask you about flying, because I know AAA will also have these numbers as well. What are the worst days of flying now? Is this as much of a flying holiday as Thanksgiving is?
It is. And ironically, tomorrow at all major airports across the country is the worst day to fly. It's Thursday. And so the worst days for flying this time around are Thursday, the 21st, Friday, the 22nd, and then the return traffic next Tuesday, the day after Christmas, on December 26th.
Okay. So now, as far as since people are coming back on December 26th, would assume that they don't have that week off. Is the week between Christmas and New Year's, is that being off, people having off, so Thursday being the heavy travel day, is that unique to D.C. because of the number of government employees, so they're not working between Christmas and New Year's, or is that a nationwide
No, it all depends on where you are. Let's look at New York City, for example. So today, between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. will be the worst traffic. And traffic in New York City will increase 3 times the normal rate.
Oh,
in L.A., it's also today, December 20th, from 3:30 to 6 p.m., as traffic increases 2.5 times. In San Francisco, it is also today, between 3 and 5:30, when traffic doubles, or traffic to volume and traffic delay. Tomorrow is Chicago, Boston, Seattle, Atlanta. And then today is a terrible day in Houston, and tomorrow is a bad day in Detroit.
So if you're looking for Christmas cheer, it's not in those time zones right there.
What we're saying to people is get an early start in the morning before the morning rush hour. Or, Vince, as you said a moment ago, late at night after the afternoon rush hour, and be cognizant of the fact that there's going to be a lot of congestion around major cities.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, you know, my dad's military guy, we would wake up like 2 o'clock in the morning and pile into the car. Just throw some pillows at the kids, let them sleep in the back, and drive, man. Beat that traffic as quickly as you can.
Yeah,
absolutely. And he had to beat last year's record, too.
Yeah.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for keeping us out of the traffic. We appreciate you every time.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Ben.
Take care, John. Merry Christmas.
7:15 now on WMAL. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's first on the fives of Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. We'll take you to Virginia first, 95-395 northbound as you pass the Prince William Parkway. The incident had been to the shoulder. Then we had one briefly in Landmark at Duke Street. That, too, now on the shoulders. Hope did a distraction for both. Now, once you get past Duke Street, pretty good ride up the 14th Street Bridge. No delays on the George Washington Parkway to approach the exit to get onto the 14th Street Bridge, which is a little unusual, so we'll take the positive news for sure. On 66, earlier crash eastbound between Business 234 Manassas and 29 Centerville. Completely gone. Delay still with us, though. No problems reported coming off the Greenway. I'm looking at a pretty smooth ride onto the toll road. 270, volume Hyattstown, again, Germantown. And in White Oak, the crash had been reported southbound 29 before New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we're going to start out cloudy, but then we'll see some sunshine later in the day. Highs in the low 50s this morning, and those are going to fall to the upper 40s. It's going to get cooler. Winds are also going to pick up this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds this evening, mainly clear skies overnight, low at 32, and then tomorrow, sunny, high near 45, and currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
On this vote, the ayes are 51, the nays are 48. The Senate recedes from its amendment and concurs in H.R. 1 with further amendment. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
By the way, that's the most excited you're ever going to hear Mike Pence.
Yeah.
He's such a mild-mannered guy. That's his top level of excitement right there.
Oh, I'm sure that you get the cameras off him. He's a party animal.
Oh, I bet. God, that'll be a fun New Year's party. You've got this tax cut bill that passed the Senate last night, and you might be thinking to yourself, okay, well, it passed the House yesterday. I was awake for those news alerts. I saw it pass the House, and then last night after midnight, it passes the Senate. You get Mike Pence. He's so excited. He's going crazy. That was his going crazy. He's like, it's passed. Now what? Now it goes to the President of the United States, right? That's what they told me in Schoolhouse Rock. No. It goes back to the House now, if you can believe this. After weeks of votes in both the House and the Senate, first, remember, it passed the House and the Senate, then it went off the conference. They figured out what they wanted to do. Both the House and the Senate have voted on it. And what is it doing? It's going back to the House again for a vote. And the reason for that is because two of the provisions failed to meet the rules of the parliamentarian to satisfy the reconciliation process, which would allow 50, just a simple majority in the United States Senate rather than 60, to vote on any piece of legislation. This is how they can stop that legislative filibuster from the Democrats. So the two provisions that were stripped out were the following from the Senate bill. One was a provision tied to 529 accounts for homeschooling expenses pushed by Ted Cruz. So that was a Ted Cruz initiative. They wanted to get 529 accounts for homeschooling expenses. That's been kicked out. That's out. The other is a concern about an exemption that was included that would have allowed universities with fewer than 500 tuition-paying students, so very small universities, from having to pay their endowment excise tax. There was supposed to be an exemption there. It's been stripped out. Okay, those two things. Now it's back to the House today. That vote is expected today. And then from there, off to the White House. Now, how soon the president signs it, not clear. We're in suspense at this moment on that question. But we should hear from the president today as he celebrates a victory. Because remember, last time the president had a legislative celebration, it was when the House passed that repeal and replace of Obamacare that never made it through the Senate. Remember? He had all of these members of Congress come over to the White House. They all got in buses. They piled in. They all showed up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They threw a celebration. Nothing. Never actually passed the Senate. Now they have a real shot at this thing. The Senate, that's the hard part. They're done. Now the House, going to have basically a ceremonial vote of all things today. Republicans are going to pass it. It'll be party line. No Democrats will vote for it. Maybe a couple of Republicans vote against it, as they did yesterday. But it's off to the White House after that. And we should have a tax. We should have real tax cuts for most of the country next year, thanks to this.
Yeah, you know, I see President Trump signing this on Christmas Eve, with, you know, surrounded by Christmas trees. Don't you? Don't you see like a big Christmas Eve signing, like a big production? He's all about the optics of things. Uh-huh. He's very good
at it.
And
then he hands the bill to Santa Claus and he puts it in his bag and he jumps into a sleigh and flies off to deliver it to the American people.
Yes, that.
Do you think Santa will be available at that time, or will he be too consumed by it?
It'll be one of his helpers. Right? It'll be one of Santa's helpers. He has a lot of helpers.
That's true. He does.
It'll be one of Santa's helpers. The big guy will be doing his job. That'll be one of his helpers. He's all about the optics. I don't think he's just going to sit there today and just sign this. I think it's going to be a big thing.
He tweeted, the United States Senate this morning, the United States Senate just passed the biggest in history tax cut and reform bill. Terrible individual mandate repealed. Goes to the House tomorrow morning for final vote. If approved, there will be a news conference at the White House at approximately 1 p.m. This is the president speaking via tweet. And baked into that tweet was an important thing, the individual mandate repealed here. It was both a budgetary mechanism and an effort to sort of strip out the guts of Obamacare, which is what happened here. So kind of there's a twofer here. I think the Obamacare portion of this is being understated. But they really went after that.
Well, I know, and I punched out of a conversation yesterday because I just couldn't handle the stupidity. The stupidity was so strong, it beat me. I just couldn't. I just couldn't do it. And, people are going to die because they can't get health care. What are you going to say to these people who are going to die because of the Obamacare mandate? I said, well, what do you say to the people who are the working poor who literally couldn't afford the penalty for Obamacare? Listen, what do you say to those people who no longer have that burden on them?
It's looking in a mirror, it's totally opposite reactions. Republicans are rejoicing, Democrats sounding like this.
We are witnessing highway robbery in broad daylight.
Of what?
And a looting of the federal treasury.
Looting the treasury.
Today is a victory for the Koch brothers and other wealthy Republican campaign contributors.
Putting $1,000 to $2,000 in your pocket.
See huge tax breaks for themselves
is a victory.
While driving up the federal deficit
for the Koch brothers
by $1.5 trillion.
God, opposite land.
I would just like to point out that the money in the treasury is ours, right? So we're robbing ourselves?
No, Mary. Find us, keep us. We found your money. We get to keep it. 721 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, is December 24th, and at 7 a.m., tune in and listen to my classic real estate radio show, but turned on a dime. It's all Christmas carols. The whole show is going to be the history of Christmas carols that you and I love to sing. It's a great time to gather the family around the radio like the old days and hear the stories behind great songs that we love. Pick up your cup of coffee and join me this coming Sunday morning at 7 a.m. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you then.
And we'll ask Congresswoman Barbara Comstock whose money that really is at 8:15 when she joins us here on Mornings on the Mall. You know, recently I met with Patrick Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda, and they asked me, you know, would you like to drive the ATS for a couple days? And I thought that that was a Christmas miracle, so I said yes to it immediately. I jumped in the vehicle, and I flew on the road, in and out on the beltway, diving in through traffic. I spent basically all of my time in sport mode and did not regret a single moment. And the folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business. And it's not really at all a hard sell. Trust me, the cars are gorgeous, luxurious, and powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. It's one of the finest vehicles you can purchase, and it's the way to go. Check it out. For the very best deal, tell Patrick Coleman that Vince sent you.
Sports.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's now 725 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, and we have a change on 395 in the Landmark area. Update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. And unfortunately, now it's lanes that are blocked. 395 northbound, right at Duke Street, right where Duke Street merges onto 395. Stay to the two left lanes to get by. It's now that we have fire and rescue units there at the scene of this accident. Now, once you get past Duke Street, pretty much a breakaway point in towards Shirlington and beyond, no problems to report right now on 66 other than the tie-ups. Yes, we're jammed Manassas towards Centerville. Had an earlier morning crash in Centerville. That's been cleared. Gave us a lot of pressure on both Business 234 Sudley Road and northbound on the Prince William Parkway to join onto 66. So that's why, if you're wondering what's happening, sitting in those backups with that unusual delay. Into White Oak we go on Maryland's 29 southbound before you get to New Hampshire Avenue, as we had accident activity in the top side of the Beltway. Nothing unusual from 95 and around toward George Avenue with the stop and go. Quiet Beltway Bethesda, and we're pretty good shape each direction across the Legion Bridge. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing as we move through today. Temperatures may fall off a few degrees from early morning values. Mostly cloudy with some peaks of sunshine. Let's go falling temperatures, but not really by too much, into the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 50 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
All right, Anthony Scaramucci back in the news. The New York Post's page 6 referring to him as the potty-mouthed, flame-out White House communications director. He was actually in an event for Rabbi Shmuley's Hanukkah party in New York. And it was on Sunday he was talking about all sorts of things. And he got into Steve Bannon, who he's like famously doesn't like. And he said the following about Bannon. He can't be stopped. He said the following. He's a loser. He'll be a stalwart defender of Israel until he's not. That's how this guy operates. I've seen this guy operate. He was a stalwart defender of me until it became better for him not to be. The problem with Bannon is he's a messianic figure. It's his way or the highway. He was dramatically and incredibly divisive in the White House. He was leaking on everybody. You don't leak on the president if you're the president's senior advisor. So that guy's a loser. He also talked about the kill or be killed atmosphere in the White House, saying, the first pill you take is the anti-friendship pill. You can be my friend for 30 years, but I'm going to stab your eyeball out with an ice pick if it gets me more power. The second pill you take is the power is aphrodisiac pill. That's him talking about the White House. This guy's not much of a front backstabber, by the way. Just
I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, coming up on WMAL, racism and you being white. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Senate Republicans have passed the sweeping rewrite of the nation's tax laws.
Clerk will call the roll.
The Senate voting along party lines late Tuesday night to pass this bill.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
Without objection, the
earlier Tuesday, the House voted to pass the bill, too.
This is profound change, and this is change that is going to put our country on the right path.
But it's now being sent back to the House for a Wednesday morning revote because of a few technical provisions that violate Senate rules. Despite the extra hurdle, the fundamentals are not expected to be affected, neither is the timing. In Washington, I'm Omar Jimenez.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says his administration will look for ways to mitigate any negative outcomes from the tax cut bill that's about to clear Congress. A recount in a Virginia House election has flipped the seat from Republican hands to Democratic control by one vote. And that means the Virginia House of Delegates will have a rare 50-50 split. Political scientist Rachel Bitticoffer at Christopher Newport University says Republicans and Democrats in Richmond will now have to learn to just get along.
This will invoke the two parties to work together on bipartisan legislation and to be in a more compromising posture.
The former Boston Roman Catholic Bishop Cardinal Bernard Law has died at the age of 86. Law was forced to step down in 2002 after it was learned that he and other Catholic leaders had known for years about sexual abuse of children by parish priests. Experts investigating Monday's Amtrak crash in Washington State have made a startling discovery.
The NTSB says at the moment Amtrak 501 derailed, the train's lead conductor was in the passenger section, not in the cab. Instead, the engineer and a conductor in training were in the cab. The engineer still allowed to operate the train.
Correspondent Kyung Law. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,755, the NASDAQ at 69,64. Sports sponsored by Park Mobile. The Caps get their fourth straight win, beating the Stars in Dallas. The Wizards beat the Pelicans. College hoops, UVA wins, Virginia Tech wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know the average person spends 20 minutes looking for a parking spot? That's why you need the Park Mobile app. Park Mobile lets you easily pay for on-street parking or reserve spots in garages and stadiums. With over 40,000 spots in the DC metro area, Park Mobile is a smarter way to park.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices, starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats. Our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs you can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required, so get started fulfilling your dreams today. Classes start January 3rd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 as you come off of the Beltway. That's where delays start to the crash and Landmark. Right as traffic merges on from Duke Street to 395. Two left lanes still getting by the scene of the crash, but that is your breakaway point. And then beyond that, you have a nice smooth ride through Shirlington. Just a brief delay at the 14th Street Bridge. So it's getting past Duke Street to the obstacle. Now, for Interstate 90. Latest problem, the crash between Triangle 619 and 234 Dumfries really slows this northbound ride. Also, southbound have a little bit of volume right in that same area. Looks like you have two separate incidents. So everyone heading in the Dumfries area, just keep alert, please, both north and southbound 95. Now, for the top side of the Maryland Beltway, we've been having delays here from 95 to Georgia Avenue. In the back, I was right near New Hampshire Avenue, cruise with the crash. Still with the accident activity in White Oak, southbound 29, right as you come up to the exit from New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will hover around the upper 40s to low 50s all day today. May actually fall a bit from the morning values with clouds in as we go through the day with some peaks of sunshine. Let's make it falling into the upper 40s by this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Gainesville, 46 in Waldorf, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Oh, good morning. Coming up here at 8:05 this morning, we're talking to Gregory Schneider of the Washington Post. Going to find out about that House of Delegates in Virginia as it's now evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. What does that mean for the future of the Commonwealth? And then at 8:15, Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, speaking of the Commonwealth, will be joining us. to talk about taxes and how the U.S. House of Representatives is set to throw that thing right at the president today, which is excellent news. 7:38 here on WMAL. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's go. Here we go. Yes, racism news because, you know, every day. All right. In Michigan, the University of Michigan, they had a two-day professional development conference. And included in that was a training session to help the white employees of the University of Michigan deal with their whiteness so that they could become better equipped to fight for social justice causes, according to this. Thank you, God, for me not going into any kind of teaching or academia or anything like that, because seriously, by now, I how do you do it? I don't understand how you do this. Participants took part in the Conversations on Whiteness session. It was held during the university's Student Life Professional Development Conference, and they were taught to, quote, according to the university website, recognize the difficulties they face when talking about social justice issues related to their white identity, explore this discomfort, and devise ways to work through it. The goal was to help participants in unpacking whiteness.
Unpacking whiteness.
Yeah. See, here's what the irony of all of this, I find, is that the university is probably is where this entire idea of white being something shameful, being white, being shamed by being white, white guilt, and how you have to apologize for your whiteness, came from our university system and that entire culture. So now, much like the government, when they create a problem, the university is going to step in to help these people deal with the shame and guilt that they have foisted upon them.
Look, this notion that you have to unpack your whiteness is kind of interesting to me and very hypocritical. The idea that you need to unpack sort of, but one, this innate thing that you're not even conceptualizing, you know, your lifestyle right now.
So white.
So you need to unpack that. But the people who kind of propagate this stuff never spend a moment unpacking what they mean when they say that they value diversity. They don't do any unpacking, actually. What does it mean that you value diversity? Conformity of thought, that everybody thinks the same thing and that white privilege is a thing that is paralyzing all of society? Everyone has to think that way? Well, that's not diversity. That's in no way diversity. That's uniformity of thought. And actually, you're kind of enforcing it in your university environments, making it so that people who don't agree with you are persona non grata. They're just not allowed to be there, not to be allowed to be a part of your worldview or your culture or your experience. That's not diversity. That's not tolerance. Maybe you should unpack that. How about that, as long as we're doing unpacking?
Okay, you're racist. And I'm offended right now and hurt, and I'm going to HR.
Would you?
Yes. The whiteness session utilized the privileged identity exploration model to help white participants explore the discomfort of their white identity. The model purports to be a method for understanding how people react to stimuli that alert them of the privilege they hold. The model is to be used by facilitators to engage participants in discussions about diversity.
Uh-huh.
There you are. So it is about diversity, Vince.
Yes, of course.
And how you being white is a terrible thing. And we're back. Because diversity is good, except if you're white, because we don't want whiteness.
Well, you know how I handle
no
my
white
whiteness?
Diversity.
I have a solution to this.
Sunscreen?
SPF 15. That's right.
Yep. How did I know that?
Yep.
That's so
That's how I handle it.
I had no idea that's where you were going.
Yeah, it's just get a little, you know.
All right.
Kind of caramel tan.
Well, here, this is going to make you feel better because white people aren't the only things that are inherently racist. Trees are now racist as well in Palm Springs. They're so racist, they have to be removed from a historically African-American neighborhood. Now, let me tell you how this little bit of insanity
came
about.
Please, please, really? Explain it
All right,
to
this
me.
Goes back in the day when there was actual real racism, Palm Springs, there were areas of Palm Springs where black people weren't allowed to live, which that is racism. Right there, that's the definition of racism. Okay, so just so we've got this down. So in 1956, a gentleman named Lawrence Crossley bought 20 acres outside of the city where black people were allowed to live, and he made it a neighborhood for the families, the black families that of the people who worked in Palm Springs,
okay,
where they weren't allowed to live. All right, so it's called the Crossley Track. At the same time, golf courses were popping up all over the city, and 2 years later, work started on the Tockett's Creek Golf Course. It was purchased by the city eventually because the developer ran into financial issues, and it is adjacent to this Crossley Track. Well, trees in the 60s were planted along the east side of the 14th fairway, which blocks the Crossley track. You can't see the Crossley track, and the residents can't see the golf course or the mountains and the hiding the neighborhood view from the golf course. So now they're going to right that wrong by tearing the trees down because the trees are racist and they were put up for racist issues. However, not thinking too far ahead, they didn't realize that removing the trees, though, was going to let the golf balls fly into residents' yards. So they're going to take the trees down, and they're going to put up netting, because that's what you want to see.
That's more sightly?
That's prettier than the trees.
I got to say.
To stop the errant golf balls from hitting their houses.
You know, this story doesn't surprise me that much, because I was there once at this golf course, and I was near those trees, and I heard one of them mutter something anti-Semitic. I heard one of the trees mutter something anti-Semitic. It was strange.
You're like the tree whisperer. So lunacy all the way around. 743 on WMAL. This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You know, there's a reason year after year that local homebuyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons that you should trust Frank. When you love what you do, it shows, obviously, and you do that in your own life. Well, Frank's passion for real estate translates to real results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. So true to form, Frank delivered them a real offer in just 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over asking price. Man, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon. Or Frank will buy it. That's a guarantee. And again, he makes that guarantee because he doesn't have to use it that often. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now, of course, I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. Call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
745, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy, Maryland Beltway, even though the delays are beginning just after 95, right near New Hampshire Avenue toward George Avenue. Now, within the delay between New Hampshire and Georgia Avenue, that's where we have the crash. On East-West Highway, looking at these delays increasing here as you head from Connecticut Avenue and over toward Wisconsin Avenue. Nothing reported in the way, but it's unusually slow. The crews are going to do a double check there over near BCC High School with those East-West Highway delays intense. On southbound 29 and through White Oak before you get to New Hampshire Avenue, that's where we had the accident activity. No problems to report this morning. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, yep, the delays with us in Jessup and Laurel, but lanes have been open. Same story with the George Washington Parkway and Suitland Parkway, just the volume. As you're heading in toward the Clarksville area out of Glen Elg, 32 delays as you head toward 108. We always have those delays. We do have a crash reported in the backups. And Virginia, 95 in Dumfries for the accident, and then 395 in Landmark for the right half of the roadway blocked the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march, and that front will get here. Temperatures may fall just a tad this afternoon. We're hovering around the 50-degree mark this morning. We'll probably fall into the upper 40s. Some sunshine. Overnight tonight, we will clear 32, so much colder. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and seasonable 45. First day of winter tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 747 on WMAL. Vince, are you a Netflix fan?
Well, I'm a subscriber, and I've watched some Netflix, yeah. I like that they have all those original shows.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people like the original programming on Netflix, and they now have hit a milestone. Subscribers to Netflix are now the same number of people who subscribe to traditional
Get
cable.
Out.
Yeah.
That's already happened.
Uh-huh.
Holy cow.
Yeah, new report from PricewaterhouseCoopers. Americans who subscribe to cable TV are now on a par with the number who subscribe to Netflix. And they say it's only a matter of time before Netflix pulls ahead of cable.
Well, how much is that company worth? I'm looking at the numbers here. 73% of Americans subscribe to Netflix?
Well, 73% subscribe to traditional pay TV service, which is down from 76%, and 73% subscribe to Netflix, dead even.
That's incredible. What an unbelievable... Is there, like, anything left in the market share for them to capture? I mean, I guess, like, three or four more percentage points.
Yeah. I would guess, though, that cable could make a comeback with more original programming, like you're talking about. Remember, you know, the heydays of HBO. HBO had The Sopranos. Remember The Sopranos was big? I know people who got HBO just to watch The Sopranos.
Well, that's true now, too. I mean, HBO has Game of Thrones. They have all sorts of shows that people subscribe to specifically so they could watch that show.
Exactly.
In fact, I mean, that just based on the way I've done that, I have an HBO subscription, kind of because I do like Game of Thrones. That's kind of the only show I end up getting to most years from HBO, but I'm paying a monthly subscription rate because I want that one Same. Show. You know what I mean?
So cable could make a comeback if they had more original programming. And I think you're right. That's what's selling Netflix.
But in this case, like, think about HBO. And this is not just HBO. It's a bunch of these premium networks. They are breaking out their offering from cable packages. You can now buy HBO a la carte. You get HBO Now. You go online, you buy it exclusively. You don't even need a cable subscription.
Oh,
so these,
yeah.
Like, you get cord cutters. People are saying, I'm done with cable. All I want is internet. And then they go find, okay, I'll get Netflix. I'll get Hulu Premium. I'll get HBO. And I've got everything I need. So, there's all these sort of a la carte offerings now that are happening.
Do you wind up paying more than you would, though, for traditional cable?
I wonder. It's hard to see how. I think people are actually saving money doing this. But again, you know, you lose a lot of those channels that you may only occasionally need. Maybe like a weather channel or something. Like you're like, you know.
And what about your? And you can get your traditional TV. You can get your basic ABC, NBC, CBS.
That's the trick. Now you can get that over the air. You can get that.
If
so,
you have you go back to the antennas, is
yeah,
that people
now,
go back to antennas?
And now people using digital antennas, you get a high definition signal. No more of that fuzziness. It's basically if you use a digital antenna now on your television, you get instant clear image or you get no image at all. It's basically where the range is. But some people are doing that. I have that in my bedroom. I don't have a cable in my bedroom. I've got a broadcast. I got an antenna on my window.
You have an antenna on the window.
It's
okay.
One of those like paper thin like leaf
okay.
antennas that you just kind of put on the window and it picks up a fine reception.
So, but on houses, I guess people would have the big old antennas again.
Maybe some. I haven't seen those recently.
Everything old is new again. It keeps saying it. 751 on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text YOUTH to 42424.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Welcome back.
Hey there, Mary. Good to be back and good Wednesday morning to you. Well, down to 5 shopping days until Christmas. Retailers are marking some items down, including Target and GameStop. Also, futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Investors are cheering corporate tax cuts on the way. The House will re-vote on the tax plan this morning because of procedural mistakes. Republicans call it a great win, while Democrats call it a great win for rich people. Meantime, the government is set to shut down on Friday, so lawmakers have more work to do. Also, you want to watch shares of FedEx today. They're up 2% in pre-market trading. It reported strong quarterly profit last night, and it's having a very busy holiday delivery season. Two films in theaters today, Sony's Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and Fox's The Greatest Showman. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
How would you like to succeed with your New Year's resolution before the new year even starts? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard right here every weekend. Your New Year's resolution probably calls for you to improve your personal finances to make sure you'll be able to live the lifestyle you want in retirement. No need to wait to January. Take advantage of the holiday downtime to schedule an appointment right now with an Edelman financial planner. You'll be amazed how fast and easy it is. We do all the work for you. It's even fun. And getting started now means you can start the new year knowing that your personal finances and your investments are in order. We've been helping people just like you for more than 30 years. So call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. And click that red button to schedule a call.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bethesda, still looking at this accident activity, 410 east-west highway delays actually continuing to grow. So if you're coming around from, say, Beach Drive over near Candy Cane Park, watch up ahead. You'll have delays prior to Connecticut Avenue, heading over around toward BCC High School before Wisconsin Avenue. That's the stretch of the slowdown, so you know. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland, delays are after 95. But between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, crews have been with the crash. White Oak, you're looking much better. The accident gone. Southbound 29 at New Hampshire Avenue. Virginia, 395 were bunched up prior to the Beltway, but the accident in Duke Street, that's now to the shoulder, so some relief in sight. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will hover around the upper 40s to low 50s all day today. May actually fall a bit from the morning values with clouds in as we go through the day with some peaks of sunshine. So let's make it falling into the upper 40s by this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You get so much in this package. It's incredible. Hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, hello, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year, and I'll see you there.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory
with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, Equal Housing Lender.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
Hey, Vince, what's coming up on WMAL?
Congresswoman Barbara Comstock's going to join us. Busy day in the House. She's going to talk about this tax bill that they're getting through. How nice.
And also, we're going to speak with Gregory Schneider from the Washington Post. Do you know a seat flipped in Virginia from Republican to Democrat did it during the recount by one vote? One vote. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The House convenes in a couple of hours for a re-vote on the Republican tax cut bill after the Senate passed it overnight.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
Vice President Mike Pence delivering the tally of a bill with a straightforward name, yet the vote was right along party lines. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown denouncing the bill.
To give money to the wealthiest people in the country creates a huge hole in the budget. And who's going to fill the hole in the budget? Not the lobbyists walking in and out of Senate McConnell's office 100 feet down the hall.
But afterward, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell waving off questions about polls showing the plan is not popular with average Americans.
If we can't sell this to the American people, we ought to go into another line of work.
Due to a wording problem, the House will have to vote again this morning. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
One Republican leader from this area is not happy with how this has all gone down.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says when it comes to Congress's tax plan,
I was a little disappointed that they ran this tax bill through on a party line vote and didn't reach any kind of a bipartisan compromise, which is the only way we get things done here in Maryland.
Governor Hogan saying his administration will be looking for ways at the state level to mitigate any negative outcomes a major federal tax overhaul could have on residents, and that it appears many will see their federal taxes go down while others may see taxes go up. The comptroller's office is studying the legislation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Judges are set to certify results today in an incredibly tight Virginia House of Delegates race in the Hampton Roads area.
They don't get much closer than this, 11,608 to 11,607.
The recount has produced a one-vote advantage for the Democrat.
Christopher Newport University political scientist Rachel Pitikoffer. That also means chaos in Richmond. The House is now split 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans.
In the House of Delegates, the system is not designed to have a tiebreaker.
The two parties will have to come up with a power-sharing agreement and will likely be gridlocked on a lot of bills.
This will invoke the two parties to be in a more compromising posture.
Democrats are still calling for a new election in the 28th district, where some voters got the wrong ballots. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland could be joining Virginia in considering setting up a dedicated stream of funding for Metro. Some Maryland Democratic lawmakers plan to propose a bill that would set aside money each year for Metro. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is proposing dedicated funding for Metro in his two-year budget unveiled this week, but only if Maryland and D.C. do likewise. The investigation into that deadly Amtrak derailment in Washington State may not be producing as many answers as quickly as we'd hoped.
The big question remains, and we don't expect to really get an answer for a while, as to why the train was traveling so fast, nearly three times the speed limit.
Distraction is one of our most wanted list priorities at the NTSB. It's a protocol for us to look at all of the cell phone records.
There was another person in the cab with the engineer at the time of the derailment, a conductor. Cameras inside the cab have been sent for analysis. Possible mechanical error also is being investigated, and this investigation is expected to last up to 10 days. I'm Jim Roop.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is asking Congress to rename Rock Creek Park. She wants it to be known as Rock Creek